I'd like to start by saying good evening to all of you. I'm thankful and humbled and overwhelmed with each and every one of you that have come out here. Seeing this many people come together in this capacity, brothers and sisters in Christ, for those that love the same God I love. Knowing that if we'll praise Him, He said, if I be lifted up, it wasn't a, I might draw all people to me. It wasn't I will draw some people to me. He said, I will draw all men unto me. I'm telling you, we serve a supreme being. We think of power on earth. We can't even comprehend the amount of power He's got. I'm telling you, my Bible teaches me that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is King of Kings. I'm going to be honest with you. I paced the farm. I paced my house. I paced the cemetery we have up there. I come to church early and tried to pray and tried to talk to the Lord and said, Lord, please, just show me what you want. And He's given me about three different thoughts. And I said, Lord, I can't bring all this together. And He said, you're right, but I can, you see. I'm telling you, I seen an old bird sitting out there trying to eat on some food that we had set out. And I'm telling you, God comes in the strangest of ways sometimes. But in that old little bird, you know what I seen? I seen over there in the book of Matthew where it says, listen to fowls of the air. They don't go and sow and reap, but God takes care of them, don't He? He said, Daniel, you go and I'll take care of you. I'll provide. Boy, I tore all the pieces and come by and just give you some peace. It says, I got you. You just let go and let me use you. Boy, what a God we serve. Troubles and trials, they got nothing on God, I'm telling you. He says, peace be still. If you got your Bibles and you want to follow along, I promise you, I don't know which way this is going to go, and that's just fine. Lord, you lead, and I'll do my best to follow. And I want to encourage each one of you to do the very same thing. I will give you this promise tonight. Listen, that I will give my very best for the Lord, and I will be as sensitive as I can be to the Spirit of God. And when He moves, I'll try to move. And when He holds, I'll try to hold. And I want the very same thing from you. So many times we put emphasis on what comes from behind the book board. I'm telling you, the ministry that He gave to me as a 10-year-old boy when He took up residence in my heart, and He gave me a testimony of salvation. Listen, that secured my eternal life forever. And if you've been saved by God's grace and you know His voice, let His ministry be shown through you. He has the power. It's not from me. It's not from Brother Jeff. It's not from Brother Brad, but it's in the name of none other than Jesus Christ. There's where the power lies. And if we'll access that, oh boy, you're talking about an earthquake. You're talking about a shaking. And listen, I'm telling you that in the middle of every bit of it, you'll find peace with Him. And that's what we want. Like I said, I don't know exactly where we're going with this, so I can't give you a subject, can't give you a title, but I'll let the Lord handle that part too. 1 Samuel is where we'll start a reading lesson. We're going to pick up right here in the 13th verse. For the sake of time, I'll try not to get into too much of the history here, but we can find where Saul, listen while you're flipping over there, I'm sorry, in the 13th chapter, in the 13th verse, but We can find where Saul had went out and he was told to destroy a certain group. And when he was told to destroy that group, he was told to destroy all that they had. You don't take nothing for yourself. You don't try to grow in wealth. You don't try to grow in material goods. Listen, you put your confidence in me and you follow me. And what we find in this is old Saul went part of the way and he done the destroying part. But then he seen some sheep over here and he said, well, I'll keep them for myself and we can give you sacrifice with them, and I'll take these things and we can grow in our own wealth. And he seen the material goods instead of just trusting in the Lord. He leaned to his own understanding. And listen, how many of us tonight are guilty of doing the very same thing? I'll start right here. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Just let her go. Let God have you tonight. Let him have his way with you. And I promise he'll bless you for it. Oh, right here in the 13th verse. And Samuel said unto Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God. He commanded for thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. I want to tell you, he sought after a man of his own heart. I want to tell you, God, sitting up on the throne, he knows the very intent of your heart and what he's looking for. He's looking for a people that has a heart after his own heart. Is there desires tonight to accomplish something in the world? Or is there desires tonight to lift up the one who has words to eternal life to a lost and a dying world? Boy, I hope we get our priorities straight in that. And I'm starting with me too. That being said, let's flip on over here. I want to go ahead and I want to cover just a little bit in Hebrews here, and I'll try to be quick. Please bear with me. Boy, I just want the Lord to just have his way with us. Over there in the book of Hebrews. While you flipping there, it'll be about the ninth chapter, I think we're going to take our reading text from. As you can tell, I certainly didn't have my book marked, but that's okay. God can take care of that too. Boy, we serve a big God, don't we?
Amen.
He can take somebody as foolish as me and as unsophisticated as I am. And boy, he can even use somebody like me. Boy, I know he can use you. And I'm looking forward to seeing him use each and every one of you this week. Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing God use you in a big way, to seeing the power of God be manifested through you. Listen to different people so that you can receive a blessing and so that you can also be a light to somebody. You may have the words that I don't have. Listen, God uses different people for different things and for different reasons. And if each one of us will find our little part, I'm telling you, what I started to say earlier, we put so much emphasis on the preaching. I'm telling you, God's got a job for all people. He didn't give the commission to the preacher. He gave it to the church. And I'm telling you, your testimony, your influence, listen, I'm telling you, you following God is essential, listen, to lifting up the Father. And I'm telling you, if we'll lift up Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, he can do all things. I want to try to, for just a minute, talk to you just a little bit about Hebrews 9 here. Just a little bit about Jesus. 9:1 says, then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service, a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil was the tabernacle which the Lord or which called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold. So I want y'all to understand just a little bit, and we'll try not to flip back over there and read too much about it, but we can see that there was an Ark of a Covenant made. And we can see, you can flip over in the Old Testament, you can read about the sizes and the dimensions thereof and what it was made of. And listen, we'll briefly touch on that just a minute, but we can find that it was made first. Listen, out of what they called shittim wood. And if you look that up, listen, I go back and I tried to look that up just to try to better understand what he's talking about. And I find where that it's tied into the same family as a chia wood. And a chia wood, listen, is something that is resilient to decay. Listen, it has a water resistant built about itself. And listen, we can find where that it was overlaid then with gold. And I want to tell you what that represents. Listen, whenever Jesus came down here to the earth, I want you to know, listen, that the wood part represented his flesh. And he that was God, listen, was born of man. I'm telling you, he was made out of flesh, but then he was overlaid with gold, wasn't he? He wasn't born of the seed of Adam. He was born of the seed of God. Listen, through a virgin that knew no man. I'm telling you, that's the Jesus. That's the God that we serve. You see, he wasn't one of these. Listen, he's still laying in a tomb. He's not one of these that we try to preach and proclaim. Listen, we'll rise later. Honey, he's already rose. And because he rose, you have an opportunity to rise with him. Inside of this thing, it says we're inside of this ark, it says, was the golden pot that had manna. And I want you to understand that over in the Old Testament, we can read, listen, about God's children, how they was led out of Egyptian bondage. Oh, listen, and as they was led out of Egyptian bondage, they began wandering through the wilderness, didn't they? We can find that it was because of their own lack of faith that they had to wander so long in the wilderness, didn't they? I'm telling you, if we'll put our faith in Jesus, he's got a plan, and he'll execute it to perfection. If we'll let go of our flesh, our wants, our desires, and our wills, and just say, Lord, whatever come, you have your way with me. Listen, let me rejoice in my infirmities. Listen, to the power of God may be bestowed upon us so people can see and know and realize that you are the God that's still alive. That manna that represented in there, listen to people, they was wandering through the wilderness, and as they was wandering through the wilderness, they said, Moses, have you led us out here so that we would starve to death and die? Was there not enough graves over in Egypt? Have you just taken us out here to let us starve? I want to tell you, God's not going to let you starve, honey. He made a way, and I'm telling you, the way is the bread of life. It is Jesus Christ. And listen, he sent holy manna down so that they could eat from the manna. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, that manna represented the bread of life. It represented Jesus Christ. Listen, it represented the way in which they could be preserved, you see. It represented what they needed to live. And I'm telling you, Jesus was the only one who was able to carry that weight. He was the only one who was able to carry that load. And that's why this golden bowl with the manna was placed inside of this, because he was the only one that could carry it. There was two other things laid in there. One of them was Aaron's rod. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Aaron's rod. Let me read this part right here. It says, an Aaron's rod that budded. It was a rod. It was a stick. You see, it wasn't still rooted, but it still brought forth life, didn't it? I want to tell you, listen, Jesus himself, he is the root out of dry ground, you see, when nobody thought there was a way. Listen, whenever heaven and earth was searched, there was no one worthy to loosen the seals, was there? There was no one worthy to carry it. But I'm telling you, listen, through the staff, through the stick, which I believe represents the cross that Jesus hung upon, he was the only one that could bear that cross. And because his blood was shed on it, his blood is what breaks forth the life. And it's still budding today. We a lot of times use a cross as a symbol. And I want to tell you it's important that we don't worship the cross. But it's important that we worship what hung on the cross, what shed his blood so that you can live. And the tables of the covenant. The tables of the covenant, we can find where Moses, well, he went up into the mountain, didn't he? He went up there and God himself chiseled out a stone of laws. He gave them laws to which they was to obey and abide by. And when he come back amongst God's people, you know what he's saying? God's people had just saved them from bondage. They had a whole army coming after them. They was defenseless. They was standing, listen, right there at the sea, had nowhere to go. And listen, I'm telling you, just like Aaron's rod, listen, that they used so many times, they held up Aaron's rod, and Aaron's rod parted away, didn't he? Which represents Jesus Christ when he made the way on the cross. Honey, listen, he parted the seas, and I'm telling you, made a way for us to get across, didn't he? Took all of Egypt that tried to follow after him. And he consumed them and killed them, didn't he? He took care of them. He protected them. He saved them from them. And it wasn't no time that they went and they erected a molten calf. And they begin worshiping a molten calf. I want to tell you, if you've been saved by God's grace, if God has made the way, listen, God's already made it, but honey, if you found the way, and you found your way to Jesus, and Jesus saved your soul, listen, I want you to understand how hard is it to resist building your own molten calf. I struggle with it. Work, life, troubles. Brother Jeff told you about a tractor. I've got a lawnmower that tears up ever so often. That thing breaks down. I got vehicles to work on. Listen, it's always something. And if we're not careful, we let those minor things consume us to where we spend all of our time and all of our focus, everything God has given us. And I want to say this, God has blessed us with time. That's the one thing we have that the angels don't, you see. I'm telling you, we have the gift of time. And when God gives you something, it's important that we invest that back in him instead of ourselves. Amen. If we'll invest it back in him, you wait and see if he won't give the increase. Amen. Oh, if we're not careful, we're like them parables with the coins, ain't we? God, you give me this, let me go put this where I won't lose it. And we try to hide it, don't we? He says, invest it. Go sow the seed. You give it back to him and let him give the increase. Brothers and sisters, he don't come up short either. But whenever they come back down and they seen that molten cave, you know what Moses done? So angry. Boy, he broke him laws, didn't he? He broke them. Why did he break them? Because the law was already broke. They were serving a God that wasn't a true God. They were serving an image instead of a God. How many times do we serve our own images instead of serving God? How many times do we put other people up on a pedestal thinking, I need to be like them? I'm telling you, we need to be like Jesus is who we need to be like. But those broken laws represented the laws that you and I break. We're all sinners. I want to tell you, if there's anything good about me, it ain't from me. It's from God through me. And boy, I'm thankful. I'm thankful his grace is sufficient. Grace is an unmerited favor. In other words, I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I didn't get it because I worked hard enough to achieve it. Honey, I got it because I realized I was a sinner in the eyes of God. I realized who and what I was. Then listen, I couldn't get there on my own. But honey, I finally just surrendered unto God and he took care of it. Lord, please help us. I thought I was going over there to David. And I thought we was going to talk about how he rejoiced, in front of the Lord with all his might. And I thought we was going to talk about how the tabernacle
was going to come right back into the presence and how he needs to be center focus of everything we do. And honey, I do want to touch on that just a minute. I want the power of God to be felt in her singing service. I want the power of God to be felt in your testimonies. I want the power of God to be felt listening in her prayer service. He called it a house of prayer. I want the power of God to be felt from anybody who stands up in the house of God. I want the power of God to be felt from you. I want him to be felt in everything we do. You know why? If we lift him up. If we lift him up. You know what? I also want to say this. There's not enough power about me to lift him up. I'll say that too. I used to think that I was strong. I used to think, listen, I used to could bench press 300 pounds and could squat 400, and I thought that I was strong. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not very strong, and I figured that out finally. Finally, God broke me down, and listen, he showed me my strength ain't enough to do much of anything. I'm telling you, 300 or 400 pounds ain't nothing to God holding the whole world in the palm of his hand. Boy, you want to talk about power, it ain't coming from you. It's coming from him through you if it's coming out. Let's give him the honor and the praise and the glory that he deserves. If we take it, guess what? If we try to take it because of our pride, do you know who we're taking it from? Listen, we're taking it from him. Honey, John the Baptist, I believe, said it better than any of them. Brother Jeff talked about it this morning. I must decrease so that he can increase. He said, by the foolishness of preaching. I'm telling you, if I look foolish, honey, that's okay. As long as you can feel the power of God, I'm good with that. Let's be willing this week to rejoice in front of the Lord with all our might and watch and see if he won't bless those efforts. Oh, boy, come to me, and I'll try to be quick. Oh, listen. Over here in 1 Samuel, we'll go back to 1 Samuel, and I want to read right here in the third chapter. Listen, we'll talk just a little bit about the build up to this. We can find where Eli at the time was a high priest. And listen, we can also find over in the book of Matthew where he says, out of the mouth of babes, listen, praise is perfected in the mouth of babes. I want to tell you, a lot of times we look at children and we think they're so gullible, don't we? We look at children and we think, boy, they just go with whatever. I'm telling you, listen, it's through the eye of faith. I'm telling you, listen, it is impossible to please God without faith. I'm telling you, I've seen children that had full confidence in the Lord, and I think shame on me. They got more confidence in him than I do. And I've been there. I know he's real. And I know he's going to take care of things. And yet they seem to have more faith in him than I do. I'm telling you, it's out of the mouth of babes. His worship is perfected. Society teaches us we shouldn't be gullible. We shouldn't be naive, right? They teach us we should always try to figure things out, right? Don't that contradict exactly what he said? Lean not unto thine own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Boy, it teaches exactly against. Do we see the devil working in that? Do we see it out here in the world today? Don't we go around telling everybody you can be whatever you want to be and you can do whatever you want to do? Boy, don't we see the devil working in that concept too? Listen, I appreciate the freedoms that we have and I'm thankful for those things. But I'm telling you, God put certain things in place and we're to follow them to the best of our ability. And you'll never find more contentment than you will when you're in the center of what God wants you to be. The world can offer whatever they want to offer. They can tell you you'll be happy if you do this. They don't know because they don't know your heart, but God does. God will give you contentment, and you find your contentment and your strength in him. Oh, listen, over here in the third chapter, listen, we can find where Eli was a high priest. We can find where Hannah come in. And Eli, being the high priest here, he had drifted away from God. He had lost sight, listen, of what was truly important. I'm telling you, sometimes I find myself losing sight of what's really important. I'm telling you, Eli had lost sight of that. And in that, we find where Hannah had come in and began praying in front of him. And listen, she was really trying to get in touch with the Lord. She didn't care how foolish she looked. It didn't matter to her. Eli, being the high priest, didn't even recognize the Spirit of God was in his midst, did he? He began saying that he thought she was drunk. She was acting so crazy. You know how much that mattered to God, what Eli thought? No, it didn't matter much, did it? I'm telling you, God's one. We need to please. It's important that we exalt our brother higher than ourselves. It's important that we get that right. But it's also important that we don't let anything hinder us from following the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God won't lead you wrong, I promise. Oh, listen, she began praying. She said, if you'll give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. Before we had our first kid, I began praying, God, God, listen, if you'll see fit for us to have children, listen, don't even give them to us or take them before they become lost, because it's more important that they make it all the way home with you than it is for them to die and go to the devil's hell, you see. I prayed that for all three. All three of them. You know what happened? One of them got to beat me home. Do you know what that means? I've got eternity to spend with her. What does this life matter? Because when I get there, it's all going to be good. This life is a few days. Let's be careful where we invest our time. Oh boy, when we look through the fleshly eye, boy, it hurts, don't it? We see troubles brewing. We see storms all around us. And boy, it can rock us to the core. And we think we need to find comfort over here. We think we need to find comfort over there. I'm telling you, Jesus says, I must go away, but I'll send you the Comforter. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost can give you more comfort than anything this world has to offer. You want to find peace? Find it in Him. Honey, that's a peace that's just calm. It's just calm. Because you know then He's got you. And boy, what can rock you from Him? That's something you can stand on. Right here, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Listen, they hadn't foreseen it coming. Eli or Samuel here, we can read on and we'll try to get there. But he didn't even know the Lord then. It says he didn't know the Lord. Listen, but yet he ministered unto Eli out of the mouth of babes. I'm telling you, you look at your children and you see how much faith they have in God. You look at your children and see how much faith they have in things to come. Knowing they can rest assured they got no cares in the world, do they? They got no responsibilities. They got nothing weighting them down. And listen, they know everything's going to be okay. We can have that same peace. A lot of times they put their confidence in us. Guess what we can do? We can put our confidence in our Father too, can't we? The Heavenly One. To know He's got it and He's going to take care of it. We find where Samuel is in ministry before Eli. It goes on in the second verse, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel laid down to sleep, and the Lord called Samuel, and he answered. He said, here am I. Eli was in his room. Samuel was in his room. And he heard a voice. You know what he said? Here am I. I'm over here. You know what he done then? He ran down the room to go find the one that was calling him. You know who he ran to? He ran to Eli. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou calledest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he did answer, I call not, my son. Lie down again. And Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. You see, he hadn't found God at that point in time. But listen, God was trying to call him, wasn't he? He was trying to draw him. He was trying to deal with him. You see, the problem here, the reason he didn't get it fixed the first time, why? Because he run to Eli instead of running to the Lord, didn't he? So many times we put our confidence in the wrong place, don't we? And the Lord called Samuel yet again a third time. He said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, and I want to give you the same advice right here. This is some of the last and some of the best advice I see Eli give right here. He goes on and he says, listen, he said, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Listen, I'm telling you, if God calls you, if God draws you, if God deals with you. Listen, and I don't care if you're saved or if you're lost, you follow God in whatever He's leading. Honey, if you don't know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, and you find trouble and sorrow down here, listen, I can't fix it. Listen, I'll pray with you and I'll pray for you. This whole church will come in the best we can and try to build a wall of prayer for you, but you've got to run to the Lord. And the whole time you go running, here am I. I'm right here. Lord, please save me. I can't do it on my own, but you can. We walked out of the house the other day. Oh, and when we walked out, Cora, my middle child, Lord blessed me with three children, and I love all three of them so dearly. God gave me three gifts. He blessed me with my wife, and I'm thankful, so thankful. When God gives you a gift, they're special, ain't they? Boy, it's just special to you. I want to tell you, each and every one of you in here, children, adults, I want y'all to know, boy, God has put us in this whole battle together, ain't he? We're all in the area of time, and we've all met in this capacity to come together in this battle. Listen, where we're fighting against the devil. Listen, to lift up the Lord. And I want to tell you, that's special to me. But as we started to leave, my little girl, Cora, my middle one, she was in the house. Her mama was in the bathroom getting ready, and she didn't know it. And Monroe and myself, we started to walk out the door and we started to go. And when we started to leave, we was just getting in the car to start the car is all we was doing. She thought we was leaving her. She thought her mama was done gone. She thought that I was fixing to drive off and leave her. And boy, you know what she done? She couldn't even open the front door. She tried to open the door, and she couldn't open it because the knob was too stiff. And she ran around to the window, and she began beating on the window. I'm here. I'm here. Don't leave me. She tried her best to get my attention. I'm telling you, if God deals with you and He knocks on your heart, come and get His attention. He that humble himself before the Lord will be exalted. Let go of your pride. Let go of your wants. Let go of your desires. And go trusting and believing in the Lord. And you can find peace for your soul. He is the one who has words to eternal life. Go to Him. Church, let's lift Him up. Let's praise His name. There's no other name
book, the Bible says over in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and 12, I believe it is, he says there's no other name in heaven or in earth in which a man must be saved. It's through and by Jesus Christ. It's through and by His power. If we want them to be saved, our job is to lift them up. And maybe I lift them up from this angle, and maybe you lift them up from that angle. And next thing you know, we've got a full, complete circle all the way around them lifting up the Lord. I'm telling you, let's keep the devil out. Let's get him out. And let's lift up the Lord. Let Him do His work. I'll turn the service. Brother Laren, if you've got a song, if you're here and you're lost, please come find him before it's too late. You've got an opportunity. I don't know how much longer time's going to last. Listen, I'll say this. I do know, listen, that Brother Jeff's done a really good job teaching on the last days. And I believe everything has been fulfilled that needs to be fulfilled. I don't think there's anything left that God has to fulfill before He sends His Son back to get His children. I want you to know, yes, time is running out. And listen, even if it is a long time from now, I want you to know, listen, that every second is one more second closer to death. I want you to know that time, your time is coming. We never expected to lose my little girl at 2 years. Years old. We never expected to lose Brother Heath at 33. We never expected to lose Brother Danny. We never expected so many of these things. But listen, it happens. I'm telling you, death is coming, and all that matters is that you make preparation while you got time. Come find him while you can. I love you. Praying for you. Let's just let God use us all.